Hi everyone, I'm Ahmed, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about schizophrenia, a mental health condition that many people have heard of, but few truly understand. There are a lot of myths and misunderstandings out there, so today we're going to break it down simply, what schizophrenia really is, what the symptoms are, what causes it, and how people live with it. So what is schizophrenia? Schizophrenia is a chronic brain disorder that affects how a person thinks, feels, and acts. It's not the same as having a split personality, which is a common myth. Instead, schizophrenia makes it hard for a person to tell what is real and what isn't. People with schizophrenia often experience symptoms in three main categories. Positive symptoms, these are things added to a person's experience, like hallucinations, delusions, and disorganized thinking. Negative symptoms, these are things that are taken away, like lack of motivations, flat emotions, like not smiling, trouble speaking, or showing interest in life. These symptoms can make daily life difficult. Going to work, going to school, or even talking to people can feel overwhelming. So what causes schizophrenia? There is no single cause. Most researchers believe it's a mix of genetics and environmental factors, so nature and nurture. If someone has a close family member with schizophrenia, their risk is higher. Some factors during pregnancy or early childhood, like infections or stress, may also play a role. Now, here's the good news. Schizophrenia can be treated. There's no cure yet, but people can manage the symptoms with the right support. The most common treatment is antipsychotic medication, which helps reduce hallucinations and delusions. Therapy also helps people learn to cope, communicate better, and live more independently. With a strong support system, many people with schizophrenia can live full and meaningful lives. Thanks for joining me today. Schizophrenia is often misunderstood, but with more awareness and compassion, we can break the stigma and support those who live with it. If this episode helped you learn something new, consider sharing it. And if you're curious to know more, check out trusted mental health sources online or talk to a professional. Understanding starts with listening. So thanks again and see you next time.